back out. Okay. We're going to talk about people a little bit more.
Okay.
And if I asked you what your race was, you would say that you were a...
Negro.
Okay. Are there terms that Negro people today, maybe younger people, might rather be called?
Black.
Mm-hmm. Are there any names that if someone called you that you would consider an insult, you know, with regard to your race?
Well, I always felt that a person would call, would say nigger.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like that was kind of an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like you could either say nigger or call you by your name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always was eager to kind of make myself acquainted with people. I've never had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had to... really never had to be disturbed about, you know, about things like that, because I've always tried to be intelligent enough to come in contact with people in a way that they could, you know my name or know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
On and I always presented myself in a way that I felt like they wanted me to, you know,
mm-hmm.
to treat them. You know, a lot of times it's all the way you treat people.
Mm-hmm.
Bring these things
about. That's true. If we were talking about me, you'd say that my race was
white.
Okay. Mm. Have you ever heard anybody call a white person a term that would be an insult with regard to their race?
I have heard, now this when I was a kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard them call white people just like they would call the black race. Negro.
Mm-hmm.
And they would call the white race, well, they'd say maybe crack.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Well, now that was I felt like that would be an insult.
Mm-hmm.
As well as a Negro would be an insult to the black person.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Because I say, it all depends on the person to run into that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think in terms, I had my mother and dad was people that always taught us to treat people as we would to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we always tried to present ourselves to them in a way that they wouldn't even feel like saying such thing, or we wouldn't say such thing
mm-hmm.
to people. So, I mean, you know, I could hear people doing that. I hear people raising rough, saying about such person called me so-and-so. But I feel like when people do this, it's either that you've given them some kind of a cause to do it,
mm-hmm.
or either there's something wrong with the individual. And what can be wrong with either side, they can be drinking or
mm-hmm.
out of their real natural mind, and these kind of things just boil out with
yeah.
them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a child that would be born of a couple where one was black and one was white?
No, I don't.
Okay. Have you ever heard said maybe, in talking about plantation days, what the slaves might have called the owner of the plantation, kind of the title?
And what time is that?
Way back, plantation time, slavery. Do they call the person that owned the plantation?
No.
They call him master?
So they call him what?
Master?
Maybe that is what they call him. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever heard any story.